Telegram dialog. Landscape model cursor. Google Analytics switch off.
And hello everyone, this is Norge and welcome back. Rhythm Tengoku Arcade, set number 3. So just like always, I'm going to be doing one player for this. There is one part where I'm going to show off two player mode. I'm still debating as to which part that's going to be, but it won't be today. By the way, these are all pre-recorded.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm going to upload them in advance sometime later, I'm not sure when. Okay, so, one player. Stage of Santakustene. It's going to be stage number 3. Game of Santakustene. Okay, so, stage number 3. Starts with something very easy. That's going to be a warm-up kind of game. It's called Wizard's Waltz, and it's basically just a sequence repeating game that you press A for. That's literally it. Cool intro. The only intro that that's... like, you only hear this in this game. Yeah, that's how you do it, you just... that's what you do. And now we're into the real game. I like how it seamlessly transitions over. Whoa, this sounds weird. I don't actually know the visuals in this game. It's a little bit weird. Oh crap. One, two, three. One, two, three. What? It's a little bit harder. Getting increasingly less until there's just that last one. And then music loops and fades out. Superb. Good. Next game is equally as easy, and I think it's the shortest game in the actual in the whole entire game. It's called Showtime, and it's very hard to explain how this works. I hope that the penguins will demonstrate, because you're actually controlling some kind of contraption where penguins have to jump down a ladder, and when they reach a certain amount of steps, like that, you hear 1, 2, A. So on the third step, there's three different types of penguins. There's a slower one, 1, 2, A. Like that. 1, 2, A. And there's a faster one, which really isn't faster, it's just... you'll see, here we go. And... oh, messed that up. There we go. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, A. And... what I was going to say is... this is the shortest game in the whole entire thing. I think. Bouncy ones. If you get it right, they cheer, which is cool. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. And... good. I think that was perfect. Let's see. Yes. Good. Game number 3. Again, you still just press the A button, which is really fortunate. I like that. Using the same intro as Rat Race, this time it's called Bunny Hop, has no practice. Oh, maybe it does. Let's see. Oh, it does. Let's see what it does. Yeah. Just keep pressing A forever. I'm not doing this, by the way. And then, you may hear... Let's see if it demonstrates. No, it doesn't. You'll see. Ooh, interesting drums. Like this. Three. What? So, you just press A on every single beat. The mission of this bunny is to jump all the way to the moon. Basically, when you hear those uplifting noises, you have to wait a certain amount of beats. 1, 2, 3, and 3, 4, go. 1, 2, 3, and wait. 3, 4. Make sure to press A on the very first part of that waiting period. Don't miss that, or else you won't even jump. Is the hardest part. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The drums help. And another 2. Oh, I messed that up. And that last part was a jump all the way to the moon, apparently. I hope. Did I make it? Yes, I did. Failed a few times, but wasn't too bad. There are a few noises that this makes if you don't jump on stuff. It makes some weird noises. Okay, number 4. This is the second of... Actually, I take that back. Last part I said that there are only 2 visual games. Nope, there's a third one. But that's gonna come much, much, much later. This is the second visual game that you really don't have any indication as to what you're doing. It's called Trampoline, or really it's Tram and Poline, because there's 2 different foxes, one on the left, one on the right. One of them is called Tram, and the other one's called Poline, and you have to synchronize their time. I'm going to skip the tutorial for this. Basically, one is the D-pad, and one is the A button. So you hear one noise, and you press either the D-pad or A, or both, like that. Just listen to the noises. Samurai noise of the Japanese drum is the D-pad, and the popping noise is the A button. 1, 2, 3, 4. D-pad, A, D-pad, A, and both. D-pad, A, both, and D-pad, A, D-pad, A. I had to memorize that. Because you really can't do without memorizing it, but it's not too hard. And I actually superbed it first try. Good. Thought I wouldn't, but getting used to this input lag. Okay, we're breezing through these. This is going to take like 10 minutes. I wouldn't think it would, but without all the practice and all that stuff, it doesn't really take much time, does it? And without having to do, like, save states and no perfect attempts or anything. Okay, game number 5 is the most interesting and the longest part of this whole thing. It's called Space Dance. Same intro as Clappy Trio. And it has a lot of different moves, and they're supposed to be English. You'll see what I mean. You press right, you press down, and you also press A in this one. First... is... So, turn right. When they say right, you press A. No, you press right. So, you press right on the D-pad when they say right. Next is, let's sit down. I have no idea what it's actually saying, but I think it's, let's sit down. And that is pressed down. And then the final one is the punch. Oh, there's no random pitch changes. For that, you press A. So those are the different controls you get. This is the most detailed music track as well. It has a lot of interesting tracks if you listen closely. If you mess it up, you get punched in the face, like that. And this is where it gets a little bit harder, because there's another person calling out the commands. There's the down one in his voice. Turn right. Is it just me, or is this saying turn left? Down, punch. And again, punch. And now both of them. No more punch. It's just turn right. Oh, there is one more turn. One more punch. Oh, two more. I forgot this one doesn't end like that. You'll see what I mean. In a later part. Ew. And that was it. That was Space Dance. And superb. So, doing very well so far. Now, Remix 3 is our next game that has lyrics. I'm not going to sing this because I don't actually know all the lyrics, but there are some interesting words in English that you may be able to spot if you listen carefully. Here we go. Start with bunny hop. 2, 3, 4. That's the title of the song. Turn right. And punch. It said honey sweet angel. Now we have Wizard of Oz. Listen closely. 1, 2. And 1, 2. It's really weird. Here we go again. 1, 2. 1, 2. And then there's a... Now we have Showtime. There's the other word. A. Trampoline is just A. It's down. A. Turn right. A. And now there's both. And back to bunny hop. 3, 4. And it said honey sweet angel again. Now be very careful to own this last part. Listen closely. There's 1. And another 1. The very last part. Don't miss that. I did the first time I played this game. It took forever for me to figure out. And superb! Yep, that was very, very quick. Nudge. Congratulations! Yay, all superb. Do I get to enter my name? Yes, I do. What happens if I press the second button? Does it just go backward? No? Oh! Cool, it makes that noise, okay. Okay, so you can only enter like 5 or 6 characters. And then it goes... Interesting. So, that was set number 3. was very, very short, but it was fun anyway. Set 4 is going to be a little bit harder, but it also has one of my very, very favorite games, so I'm looking forward to that. I'll see you then.